Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't tell you how many emails, tweets, and texts I have received about the story of the boy in India who had 526 teeth in his mouth, and he was having some mouth pain. And it makes sense because his mouth was trying to withhold 526 teeth. But the reason that I'm getting inundated with those texts and tweets, and I would imagine Crowder has been inundated with that same story.
Yes.
The reason that we have been inundated with that story is that Crowder has a ton of extra teeth in his mouth. And so people know, listening to this show, that you probably have a kindred spirit with this little boy in India.
I think
India.
He was in India.
Yeah.
They kept asking me, did I visit a couple years back? And what were all my college girlfriend names? I have 50 teeth. He
I
had
think
500.
You guys favor now that I'm looking at the picture.
I think his dad is Belshazzar Conehead and not Channing Crowder. But yeah, man.
Seven-year-old boy complaining of jaw pain was found to have 526 teeth inside his mouth, according to the hospital in India where he was treated. So Crowder himself, I've told this story before, not only does he have extra teeth in his mouth, like rows, extra rows of teeth. Like if you looked inside his mouth, there's a, you know, arc of front teeth,
yeah.
And then there's a second arc of teeth.
I got my row pulled.
Right,
I got the second row pulled, but now we got more coming in.
Right, and they were going to do more teeth work on you, if you will, and then you just decided you don't want to do it.
I do the bare minimum when it comes to the dentist.
Channing Crowder, I've shared this story before. Channing Crowder once had was it a filling pop out, or you got a cavity, or?
They, which is the dumbest thing I think in the world, and dentists out there, listen, because this is stupidity. When you need a root canal, right? Because I had a cavity and it became a hole and all. Because I am terrified of the dentist. I'm honest about it. I'm not even trying to be tough. Terrified. I do not like dentists at all. So by the time it started hurting enough, where food kept getting in there and it was stinking, I said, you know what? I need to do something about it. They get there and say, I need a root canal. So they take and they do a little drill. They take all the pulp out the inside of your tooth and leave
it. Yeah, root canals are not fun. I've never had one, but people have said, now back in the day, like it was super painful. I don't know if it is anymore.
I remember, what was that? Little Shop of Horror.
Yeah.
That's when that, you know what? I think that's why I got.
I bet that's why you have a fear of dentists.
You know what? Now we just figured out why I hate dentists.
For a lot of people my age, it's the movie Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman. You want to Google Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman. There is a scene, if I remember correctly, because I was a kid, but there's a scene where they give him, I think he's like a spy or something, they give him a root canal with no Novocaine. Like, it's a horrific scene. I got to look this up.
You thought that was good to tell me with my fear already
there? Sorry about that.
PTSD about Little Shop of Horror.
Marathon Man, Dustin Hoffman.
You're going to do that to me. But, so they do the root canal, do the first part where they shove the little drill down and they pull everything out the inside of your tooth, but then they leave it. Then they just they put some cotton in there, and they're like, hey, okay, schedule your filling so you can repair your tooth next Tuesday. It's like, you want me to come back after what you just did to me? I'm not coming back. I went home. I got me a cotton ball, some alcohol, and some Gorilla Glue. And I put a bunch of cotton down, and I shoved it down in there with a pencil. And then I put alcohol in there to kill bacteria. I Gorilla Glued it, and then I mouth breathed
to dry
the glue, and I had to pick off some little extras, and it's still sitting right there. You can see it right here. I'd be chewing the hell out of ice, everything on that good tooth.
So anyway, he's kindred spirits with the little boy in India that had 526
teeth. I don't know this little boy.
In his mouth.
He's a conehead.
Just horrific, horrific dental stories that you have. I mean, could you imagine, like, just putting, like, it's just unsanitary.
Maybe you should reach out to him, man.
Yeah, you know what? As like
Conehead, he needs a narf with the garflunk, whatever
Like a mentor, if you will. You say to him, look, I was able to make it with 526 teeth in my mouth. I was able to overcome that burden, become an NFL star. Like, you probably give the kid some hope.
With all jokes aside, I want to reach out to his parents because that little kid is special. For real. We've talked about it with me. Something like all the crazy stuff went on when I was
a
kid.
Well, I do believe this. Well, we also learned just a few months ago that Channing grew up around 3 Mile Island.
Yep.
So there's some possibility as to why he's got so many extra teeth. It might be radiation poisoning.
And I was an IUD baby.
Right.
It's a contraceptive, and my mom and dad, and I snuck through it. I snuck past. I overcame all that foolishness.
The IUD is like a defender, but you were able to sneak past.
Bop, 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 bop. I gave him the two-step and got onto that egg. I was going to find that egg, baby. I was going to get it. But no, man, for this kid to have all those teeth, I don't know if it'd be football, baseball, basketball, spelling, tennis. I don't know what the kid's going to be special, man. I got to talk to his parents.
You know, you have some weird ailments. Now I'm thinking about it because you have what, one kidney?
Yeah.
The heck is that?
It's the radar.
Oh, that's your, what is that called again?
Geiger
counter. Geiger counter. Well, hold on. Put it next to his, holy moly. Oh my God, do you see where the Geiger counter is?
Take it away, Hawk.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Take it away.
That is, I don't know if I want to do the show with him in this studio.
I brought it from the other studio.
Radiation is, it's contagious. It's contagious, bruh.
I don't think it is,
it's bruh. Contagious, bruh. I saw Chernobyl. Put that Geiger counter by his chest. I just want to see if there's anything going on with the, see, that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah. But now if you start, like, move it down a little bit, move it south, if you understand what I'm saying, Solana, just to see what's, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Down there by that nuke.
Although, good for you if you're not trying anymore. Because maybe you are the father of that 7-year-old child.
From here, huh? Never met his mom. I'm talented, boy.
There's some weird physical ailments with you. You have one kidney?
Born with one kidney.
Born with one kidney. And you didn't even know till how old?
After I retired.
That's crazy.
They would not have let me play contact sports because if I get hit in my kidney.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
I have no other kidney. If I got hit in my side hard enough, I started playing when I was 10. I retired when I was 27. That 17-year window, if I got hit in my kidney, the good side, I would have died.
How did nobody know that you only had one kidney?
Because you only get, they only like scan your stomach if something goes wrong. And I always had knee problems. I always had lower extremity problems. I never had stomach ail. I never had, you know, I never got, my appendix never messed up. Like, I never had anything wrong in my stomach growing up, so they never scanned it. And nobody knew.
And then why did you find out after you were done playing?
It was when I went to the DR and I got real sick in the DR. So when I came back and in the DR, the dude, they were trying to rip me and my wife off, and they told me I had a aortic aneurysm.
Oh, right.
So they told me I had an aortic aneurysm. If I cough too hard, I'm going to die. It ended up being food poisoning, but I don't know where they got aortic aneurysm.
Well,
from.
And now, by the way, with all the stories out of the DR, we're not even sure that it was food poisoning, right? Like, that could have been mini bar poisoning.
And I'm telling you, and I'd be drinking. So it could have been anything there. But, yes, so I come back and I go to
I be drinking.
Out in Weston. I went to Cleveland Clinic, and then they scanned it. And then so they said, hey. And the dude was like, oh, what happened to your kidney? I said, nothing. It's like, no, when did they take out your kidney? I said, when did they take out what kidney?
Then you start thinking about, whoa, did I fall asleep so hard in the Dominican Republic that they took my kidney out?
Bro, because like I said.
Did that cross your mind?
I'd be drinking. So I was like, damn. Because they have movies like that. You go overseas and they steal your
organs.
Yeah,
you wake up in a bathtub filled with ice.
I never woke up with a scar on my side in a bathtub full of ice. But, yeah, I was just born. They said they saw the bud, but at some moment, whatever, maybe when I was sneaking past the IUD, it knocked the kidney out of me.
That is so crazy, man. And then he's got an ass foot.
Still a G, though. And I have O negative blood. I'm
which
telling you.
Which is very rare.
The rarest blood. I can give it to anybody. And that's the other thing, too. Nobody can give me blood. I can give everybody blood.
If nobody wants your radiation-laced blood.
Bro, if you get your blood in me, you're going You're going to feel good the rest of that day.
I may get a full head of hair. Maybe I need an infusion.
Keep my blood
See
laced.
If Entercom will sign off on a live on-air infusion where I become... It's like the Brundle fly. I become... I need some of his blood. My hairline will come back. What else will happen to me? I don't know what else will happen. Too late for stuff to grow.
No. That thing will work, though.
It's too late.
That thing will work, though. Full of testosterone.
Well, maybe I need them. I want to check with Entercom Legal. See if we can get some sort of blood transfusion. You know, to like christen the new studios with a wacky promotion.
Should sell my blood, little vials.
We have some prizes to give away today. You know, I think in the 5 o'clock hour, maybe we'll do a wacky radio game show. Do our phone lines work?
Oh God!
Because if they don't, we can't do the game show. You know what? Line it up right now. I'm not taking your calls, but I'm just testing the phone lines. 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560, because it looked like it was working yesterday.
Yesterday they did work, but on Tuesday, after our little debacle that we had with the phone line.
Our
debacle. I spoke to the engineers, and they told me it would be an issue for at least a couple more weeks.
All right. Well, let's see. Just help us test this out. Call whatever you're doing right now. Just call 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560, because we could do a wacky radio game show today. Got a couple prizes to give away. Omar Kelly's going to join us. Reminder, by the way, WQAM wants to help you make your fantasy draft a reality. You can host your draft at Hooters, get an exclusive draft kit, $200 in coupons, and fun Hooters swag. You can reserve your table for free at Hooters.com/football. And then starting August 5th, which is what, Monday? Starting August 5th, Monday, Joe Rose, Zach Krantz, listen for your chance to win a $50 Hooters gift certificate. Hooters, the official hangout for wings, beer, Hooters girls, and game day. Looks like the phones are not working, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, we don't seem to have the rollover line capability, but I guess we could do a game show later and just do one lonely contestant at a time. Let's make a deal where the studio audience is one person, you know, dressed as the Tin Man. Just one lonely Tin Man in the audience, and Wayne Brady's got to go up. Yeah. Welcome to Let's Make a Deal. Yeah. Tin Man, you're going to compete in this game.
It's the only one.
Be a lonely, sad radio game show.
There's people texting in, just pay for a dentist, for Christ's sake. I have amazing dental coverage.
Yeah, it's not the cost or the insurance.
I've actually asked the dentist, can my wife take my coverage because I don't need it? Like, hey, can her deductible be lower because I don't use my stuff? I'm scared of them bastards. And Mr. Dennis that called you, I'm sorry, but I'm scared of y'all bastards, man.
Somebody texts in, you guys have become by far the best couple of hours in sports talk radio. Channing and Hawk are gold. Well, he's radiated, so it makes sense. There's radiation coursing through his veins.
Don't you spread those rumors.
It all makes sense now. Omar Kelly, he covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. We'll talk a little Dolphins with him when we come back.
I'll be up late at night, and I'll be drunk.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Very sexy song to bring on Omar Kelly.
This is a weird song.
I wouldn't bring on Omar with Sade. I'd bring him on with the Omar Shark song if you really want to bring it strong.
Sade, fine, though.
Omar, okay. Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly. From the Sun Sentinel, doo 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 doo. From the Sun Sentinel, doo 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 doo. From Sun Sentinel, doo 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 doo. Sun Sentinel covers the fins, doo 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 doo. Covers the fins, doo 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 doo. Covers the fins, doo 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 doo. Covers the fins. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Sorry.
Omar loves it.
That song should always end with sorry. Sorry. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly covers Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Hello, O.
That was the first time my wife, who was sitting in the car with me, actually heard the song.
And?
She's laughing. She's laughing. She finds it hilarious.
Yeah. She got a shout out.
Tapping her feet. Yeah, she's
just
in the song. Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. I said, wait for your part. She's like, what?
Look at that. That's when you know you've arrived, Omar. I saw you signing autographs on social media yesterday, but
long before
you were signing autographs, you had a song written about you on Miami radio. How about that?
Listen, I was not signing autographs. I do not do autographs. I take pictures. I only take pictures, no autographs.
Oh, you got a rookie card I can get, bro? I need a rookie card. Hey. I need an Omar Kelly rookie card.
Hey, I do know that I'm in Madden, so I've been in Madden for a couple of years. I didn't even know that. Yeah, yeah, they have the media members apparently in Madden. I don't know. That's what I'm told.
Oh, yeah. They talk with the media members. Yeah, you're. I'm going to check you out then.
Omar's big time. You know, I had.
I don't see no Madden royalties, though.
I had bookmarked something you wrote that I was going to read on Monday during this show where you had written about the offensive line woes. I had it bookmarked on my show sheet ready to go. And then before I ever got to reading it, the Dolphins fired Pat Flaherty. Yeah. And who's the offensive line coach for those that don't know. Now, what do you think happened there? Because it is such a rare firing so early into training camp. Was there just the offensive line play? Was there a personality conflict?
No.
Did he not like Pat Flaherty disparaging the offensive line to the media? Like, what was at play there?
I think the bottom line of it, at the genesis of it, was the fact that the offensive line coach who coached the best offensive line in the NFL last season was unemployed and on the Dolphins staff as an analyst, basically doing self-scouting for Brian Flores. He wanted him so bad, he just wanted to make sure that he was around, but he couldn't hand him the position because there was this other guy he hired before he got a chance to hire him. And, you know, it just made Brian Flores uncomfortable, and anytime things went wrong on his offensive line, he just second-guessed it and was just like, well, maybe I should give it to Gooch. And I know Gooch because I've worked with him previously. He's been here two times previously, and he does good work. He does good work. He's a technician. His players develop. He has got good vision for his players. And I'm not sure that Brian Flores was comfortable with the vision that Pat Flaherty had for his unit, his line. And, you know, I think at the root of it was Michael Dieter. They needed Michael Dieter to get in there and just like all these Dolphin fans want Ryan, you know, Josh.
Wait,
Rosen
hold on a second. Hold on a second, Omar. The Marlins won. Where's the real Baby Shark song, Solana? The Marlins just won. Hold on, Omar. Solana's asleep at the wheel there. We do this if the Marlins do something good during our show. And they just won. Was that 12 innings?
12.
12 innings. Wow.
5-4. Marlins have defeated the Minnesota Twins in 12 innings. A little walk-off celebration with the water bottles at the end there.
Who the hell is playing a game at 1 o'clock on a Thursday?
It's getaway day, Omar. Getaway day. You know, you finish
baseball
up.
Baseball wonders why they're about to go out of business and become an extinct dinosaur.
You finish up that three-game series on Thursday. You're going to start a new three-game series on Friday. Teams have to travel, so they can't travel. You know, 11 p.m. start the next day, so they do the getaway games in the day during
Oh
Thursdays.
My God, it's such a dumb idea.
Some little Channing Crowder looking boy hit a home run to win it.
Let's see there. Who is that?
I'm telling you, you know your son. You know what sport your son need to play.
He's in there right now. I'm trying to get that Trout contract.
It was Ramirez.
That's not my son.
Could be.
How's his mom look?
Hanley? I'm sorry. So go ahead.
He was talking.
No, it was not Hanley.
Oh, you're about to talk about Dieter. I want to hear what you're gonna say about Dieter.
Dieter is green, young, inexperienced, not ready, not better than Chris Reed. But what the Dolphins want to do is they want to throw him into the deep end and see if he swims. And that's you know, that's what's going to help the development and help them understand where he is as a player. And I guess Pat Flaherty wasn't comfortable with that. And right now, Brian Flores said, well, if you're not comfortable with it, I will put a man in here who is.
And, oh, how the situation went down, it could be painted two ways. Flores came out the box making a mistake by hiring Flaherty, or Flores is strong, he saw a problem, he addressed it. Did this situation, how it went down, how did it affect your opinion of Brian Flores?
I would say what I've seen in the first 2 weeks of the Brian Flores training camp era has made me far more confident in him being able to get the job done than have reservations and doubts. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm willing to say he's a good coach or will be a good coach or can coach, but so many things that I'm seeing on a regular basis, so many out-the-box thought process, so many solutions to problems or proposed solutions to problems, you know, are making me encouraged. You know, even the fact that a lot of these young players that Dolphin fans would sit here and say should be the face of the franchise, or because they're early draft picks like the Mike Gesickis and the Raekwon McMillan, Brian Flores sees their limitations. And he's like, next, let me get that Nick O'Leary over there. He could get the job done. I don't need this tight end that can't block. And he don't give a damn what draft pick he was or the fact that Chris Greer drafted him. Like, this era is about, can you get the job done or not? You know, Raekwon McMillan openly said, I need to get better in pass coverage. I struggle in pass coverage. Well, he's not a starter right now, and I don't know if he's ever going to be a starter because he's not good at pass coverage. And Dolphins aren't messing around.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Now, do you have more question marks or less question marks about this team through, you know, 5-6 practices, whatever they've had?
Oh, less.
Less. You're starting to get a feel for what it is?
Yeah, I am starting to get a feel for what it is. I like the defense. I like the concepts. I like the vision. I like the creativity. It's a defense that I have never seen in the NFL right now, which is what I think their base is going to be. I mean, literally, there's one package where there's four safeties on the field. Four. And I can't tell you what each of them is doing on before the snap at all. Remember the speed package where everybody's all grouped up and bunched up and you don't know who's doing what back in the day for, I forget whoever ran that speed package. I think it's Bowles. Yeah. Well, they got a speed package that includes four safeties. And, like, you have no idea who's doing what before the snap. None. Zero. Zilch. No clue. It's Bobby. It's Minka. It's Rashad. It's TJ. And then you got Xavier on the field, and you might have Eric Rowe on the field. So you know who the two cover corners are doing, but can you tell me what the safeties are doing? I doubt you can.
And, oh, I got to ask you about the quarterbacks, but it's not the question you've been getting asked. I thought about this today. When you're deciding between quarterbacks, you have to figure out what system works best for them. How close is Josh Rosen and Fitzpatrick's skill set? Because if you don't know who you're going to start, you have to set up your offense for two different guys until you decide who's going to start. Are they going to have to change the offense for the guy's skill set?
Nope. They are not changing the offense. They are laying down their offense. If you can't run it, they'll find somebody else who can, which is part of what you're really seeing going on. They are truly injecting the Patriots in every facet of the program. And if you can't run it, next. Like, literally, to everybody. Raekwon McMillan, a second-round pick, next. Mike Gesicki, a second-round pick, next. You know, Josh Rosen, you traded a second-round pick for him, next. Like, I'm encouraged by what I actually see. If you can't run what they want you to run, like, you're going to get this little old roll over here. I'm going to give you this little old roll. Show me you can do that roll, and then maybe you can stay. If not, I don't really have a need or a purpose for you. And it's very encouraging to see. It's different. It's unique. But they are indeed going to run a Patriots-type offense system. And they are going to Crowder, you'll understand this. They're going to run Tony Sperano's offense. Like, it's going to be a power, eye formation, punch you in the mouth type of offense. And I actually think that that's going to help them stay in games in the fourth quarter. And you're going to have a fourth quarter games, and it's really going to come down to how good your defense can perform, how good your quarterback can execute, whether you got a running back who can produce big plays. It'll give you a chance to win games. Now, will they have a winning season? No, because they're not deep enough. They're not talented enough to sustain injuries. But They are in the realm of a 6-win team. Now, I know that's not what Dolphin fans want to hear, but, you know, the reality is Brian Flores is trying to instill winning and teach about winning and teach about culture. And you can't do that tanking.
Grander than just, you know, they're going to run a New England-style offense, say, or a Belichickian offense. Like, you've been around a lot of regimes, Omar, here with the Miami Dolphins. Do you get a totally different feel from the Brian Flores experience?
Every coach comes with a totally different feel. So I wrote a column in that ran in today's Sentinel, which was very unique and very interesting. It's forcing players who are established starters, if not Pro Bowl players, to basically, as it's written on the wall, get over yourself. It is literally written outside the team's meeting wall, get over yourself. Learn, you know, learn that nobody is bigger than the team. This is about team. Don't complain about the role you're given. Just do what you're asked to do and do it efficiently, and we won't have a problem. If you excel at your role, maybe you'll be given more. And that's hard for you to subject NFL players to, because all of them got egos. All of them are their own little 53 little franchises, and they're trying to get to their next contract. Or you think Kenyon Drake wants to be viewed or used as a third down back? He spent like the past 4 years trying to prove he's not a third down back. Well, Brian Flores got here and said, okay, you're a third down back. All right, go on over there, and we'll see you on third down. So it's truly been humbling for a lot of these guys. And, you know, it's interesting. You know the Patriots operate that way, but they can't operate that way because they're successful. Now, will a team that's not going to be successful be able to efficiently and effectively operate that way?
That's a tough question, though. But something else you kind of brought up, and I want to ask you. Drake went to Alabama. They love running the ball. They didn't run him a bunch. Then he gets with Adam Gase.
Yep.
He doesn't run him a bunch. And now you just said it was going to be one of my questions. He gets with Brian Flores. Brian Flores didn't even need to see him play as his head coach to say, you're a third down back. Is Drake's body, does it break down? Can he not take the pounding? Why does coach after coach after coach not make Drake a workhorse?
Get over there. It's a situation where he is not disciplined enough, or his history says that he's not disciplined enough to run what he's told to run. He's a very undisciplined runner. He's always trying to cut it back, and that turns coaches off. It has turned every single coach has had Kenyon Drake, and until he starts actually doing what he's told, or maybe Kalen Ballage, you know, Kalen Ballage is battling an injury right now, so Drake's going to get the opportunity to show that he can do more. And if he excels in that role, then he'll probably tolerate that. But if not, you know, Drake is a very interesting player, because if four coaches see you and see the same thing, then four coaches see you and see the same thing. That's who you are. That's their vision for you. And maybe there is more, but maybe there isn't. And we as Dolphins fans or Dolphins media, we keep seeing him tempt us and saying maybe there's more, but maybe there isn't. Oh. And to Drake's point, there should be no shame in being a Dave Meggett or a Kevin Falk in the NFL. There shouldn't be any shame in it. And in fact, you're probably going to have a longer career. You're not going to make crazy money, but let's be real. Kenyon Drake wasn't going to make crazy money to begin with.
No. Omar Kelly. Read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you. And if you see him on the streets, ask for an autograph. He loves that. See you, Omar.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly there from the Sun Sentinel. I want to try this radio game show in the next segment. Want to try that?
Yes.
All right. You got all the sound effects? Did we travel with our sound effects to the new studios?
We did.
All right. So we've got buzzers and dings and a game show theme. So we've got a pair of tickets for Luke Bryan, Luke Bryan's Sunset Repeat Tour, with special guests Cole Swindell and John Langston, Saturday night, Coral Sky Amphitheater. You can still get tickets at LiveNation.com. We also have a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, and you know how much we all love Tucker Duke's. I wonder if our free lunches from Tucker Duke's will continue here in the new studios, because we're not supposed to eat anywhere around these microphones. That'll be...
I'll eat on the floor.
I was going to say, I may have to walk over this. So we have a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's. We've got two tickets for Luke Bryan. I will allow the contestant to choose what he or she wants to play for. So you could line it up right now. I'm not going to tell you what the game is because I don't want anyone to get a head start on it. It'll be a a little question-answer thing like we do, the wacky radio game show, but you have a chance to win a good prize. So line it up, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. We don't know how many phone lines are functioning. It seems to change every minute of the show, but we'll have at least one person get through. So 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Come back, play a wacky radio game show.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we've never done a wacky radio game show from the new studio, so give us a little leeway here. Somebody texts in, who TF is Luke Bryan? You don't know Luke, but Luke Bryan's very popular country artist, no? I mean, like, super popular.
Yeah.
I know him. Yeah, that thing will sell 20,000 tickets this weekend, so that's a very good prize. But it's up to you. I see we only have one functioning phone line, so that's fine. And if we don't get a winner here, then we'll have to, clear the line and get another call. I didn't mean to do that while you were drinking. Sorry. So we've got a pair of tickets for Luke Bryan's Sunset Repeat Tour with special guests Cole Swindell and John Langston Saturday, Coral Sky Amphitheater. Again, you can get tickets at LiveNation.com. We also have a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Tucker Duke's got two locations in our area, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. We love the food there. By the way, they do new burgers for every month.
Yeah.
And so today is August 1st. And I saw on Instagram, I always tell you should follow Tucker Duke's on Instagram. I saw for the month of August, the burger is the Guavalupe. You've heard Guadalupe? This is a Guavalupe half-pound burger, thin slice seared pork belly,
ooh,
English white cheddar, guava paste, spring mixed lettuce. It's all on a toasted onion bun. They do burgers and food the right way. Tucker Duke's. So check out the website, tuckerdukes.com, if you want to learn a little bit more about them.
What is it, about 10 inches tall?
It's ridiculous. The Tucker Duke burger, their namesake burger, it is, I always say in the commercial, it is held together with a steak knife, not a toothpick. You know how you go to a deli sometimes and put a little frilly toothpick to hold a sandwich together?
No chance.
A steak knife, and it's not like, 3 inches of the knife is in the burger and the rest is just a real dangerous situation.
All handle sticking.
It is all handle. That's it.
That impresses me.
Yeah,
every
it's
time.
Crazy. So I see our one caller is Willie in Dania Beach. Willie, are you there?
Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right. Are you ready to cut us some slack? First radio game show in the new studios. Don't have high expectations. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Now, you get to choose your prize. Would you like to play for the pair of tickets for Luke Bryan's Sunset Repeat Tour at Coral Sky Amphitheater or the $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox?
Luke Bryan.
All right, there you go. So you got a pair of tickets for Luke Bryan on the line. And what are we going to do? He's got to get what? 3 out of 5?
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. I'm going to say, what do you say, Solana?
Yeah, I think 2 out of 3.
I'm going to go 3 out of 5. You got to get 3 out of 5, okay? So here's what I'm going to do. Do you have a wacky radio game show theme, Solana?
I think I do.
All right, fire one off. Oh, it's Card Sharks! Oh, I just want to listen to this. Listen to that synthesizer. Look at me.
Yeah.
That's what the guy looks like playing that.
That's you on the synthesizer.
Just feeling it. All right, turn it down.
What's wrong with you? Look at the synthesizer.
Look at me. And we've got a ding for a correct answer and a buzzer for an incorrect answer. Can I hear the ding for a correct answer? Ooh, I like that. It's like a NHL organist. And let me hear the buzzer for an incorrect answer. Well, it leaves no debate as to whether the answer is correct or incorrect. Okay, so Willie, are you a Miami Hurricanes fan at all?
Absolutely.
All right, you're a football fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Preseason starts tonight. People are getting their football minds, you know, together. I'm going to name a University of Miami player. You're going to tell me what current NFL team they play for. You ready?
All right, ready.
You can't look it up either. If you take too long, I'm going to cut you off. You ready?
I'm ready.
Jimmy Graham.
Oof. Seattle.
That would have been a good guess, but I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Plays for, is Ira's Grown in there? I just noticed Ira's Grown is in there.
He's not a Packer anymore, is he?
He is a Packer.
He is?
Isn't he? He's a Green Bay Packer. Unless I have it wrong. Yeah, I believe he is. Okay. Jimmy Graham, Green Bay Packers. You ready, Willie? You got one wrong.
Okay.
Frank Gore.
Oh, killing me here.
I know. It's tough at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Out of time.
I'm going to take a guess and say Buffalo.
Did he looked it up? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not going to give you that much time again.
No, I didn't look it up, I promise.
One out of 32, Buffalo.
No ties to Buffalo. All right.
I like you, Willie. Don't worry about it, man.
Try to get it. I got no problem with that. Try to get it. You got one right, one wrong. You got to get two more right. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got to be quicker on this one. Corn Elder.
Cleveland.
Sorry. They do have a lot of Hurricanes on the Cleveland Browns. You know Crowder?
No.
Do you know Solana, Corn Elder?
Baltimore.
Carolina Panthers.
Ooh,
Carolina Panthers.
Me. Love his name, though.
Here we go. Ready? You got two wrong. If you get this wrong, you are out of the game. Willie, you ready?
I got you.
Try to make it a little easier here. Duke Johnson.
He's not on Cleveland anymore, is he?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, Cleveland.
There you go.
Yes. Hey. He's requested a trade.
Right. He wants to be out of Cleveland, yes, but he is.
Okay,
there.
All right.
All right. Now you've got two right, you've got two wrong. So this question will determine whether you get two free tickets for the Luke Bryan concert, Coral Sky Amphitheater, West Palm Beach, Saturday night. Obviously, this is a concert you want to go to?
More for the wife than me, but yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Better know it.
You got it.
Are you ready, Willie?
Ready.
It all comes down to this, Willie. Are you feeling the tension?
I got you.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
Former Miami Hurricanes wide receiver Allen Hurns. Where does he play now?
Miami.
Crank up the... What is this? Card Sharks. I was going to say deal or no deal.
Hey, we got right, Willie.
Give you a little synthesizer action. Need a camera in here.
Like Stevie Wonder, man.
No, I think that may have been offensive what I just did.
Hey, you played a piano. Damn synthesizer.
Willie, you've got two tickets to check out Luke Bryan's Sunset Repeat Tour with special guests Cole Swindell and John Langston this Saturday. Coral Sky Amphitheater. Tickets are still available at livenation.com. Going to put you on hold to get your tickets, all right?
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. It was fun.
I'll kill that game at the end of the season.
It's so hard at the beginning of the season. Because you forget where everyone is. Even like the Duke Johnson question, which I thought was a layup, he's like, not with Cleveland anymore. It's really difficult.
I think Duke will be out of Cleveland before the end of the season.
You know, I know he wants to play. Like, he wants to be a focal point and whatnot. But, man, it's gutsy to leave Cleveland right now. Cleveland might be on the precipice of something great.
He's already a backup, and then all-pro Kareem Hunt comes back after his suspension. Now you're third string?
But you just, like, to me, running backs, I mean, we talked about it, but, like, running backs, it might be a little bit of an overvalued position, and so you're going to get carries. Like, if you're a decent running back, you're going to get carries. I just don't know if I would leave that team right now, and there's so many Hurricanes on that Cleveland Browns team.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons that that team is fun to watch just for Hurricanes fans. You know, you got the drama of whatever's going to go on with all those personalities, but you got a ton of Hurricanes guys on that too. I would do another round of the game for the Tucker Dukes gift certificate, but we only have the one functioning phone line, and Solana's got to get the winner's info now from Willie, and then it's going to be too late. So maybe in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll play the wacky radio game show again, and Crowder wants to do a version with the Florida Gators. I just don't know if there's enough in the NFL.
You can go to hell. UM. You running out now. You better take it easy over there.
You know what? It wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. Jimmy Graham is with the Packers still, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. He just didn't do anything last year, so I was like, ugh. But he's still there. Aaron's there. Hopefully Matt LaFleur can get him back going. He's old, though, man. He's 32 damn years old.
Who, Matt LaFleur or Jimmy Graham?
I think Matt LaFleur is 33 or something, but yeah. Damn, Jimmy Graham got old fast.
Your guy, Jason Momoa, is celebrating a birthday today.
I got to send him something.
40 years old, Aquaman. He is 40 years old today.
Boy, he takes care of himself.
Coolio, 56 years old.
He doesn't Coolio. Take care of himself. He needs to get on the Momoa plan. You seen Coolio lately?
Coolio's looking a little heavy?
No, with his hair. He's bald with just a little
twigs. Oh, and he's just got a few, yeah.
And his skin is getting
bad. Didn't we see
him
on a New Year's Eve concert from Miami Beach?
Yes.
I think we saw Coolio on a New Year's Eve concert from Miami Beach.
And embarrassed himself.
Chuck D from Public Enemy. He is 59 years old today. Steve Sciarippa from Sopranos, 61 years old. And I see here, Solana, I know you're talking to Willie, but I see here on the birthday list you wrote The Grease Man. Do you know who The Grease Man is, Solana?
I don't know really who it is. I just saw in the description that it's a radio icon, so yeah. I figured you would know and you would appreciate
it. That is true. He is a radio icon, The Grease Man, just one of those. And is he still alive, Grease Man? I don't even know if he's still on the radio.
I believe he is, yeah.
I've never even heard his show before, but I know he is a legendary radio guy, I think from Los Angeles.
The Grease Man.
The Grease Man. Doug Tracht, nicknamed the Grease Man. Let's see, is he still on? Says on Wikipedia, style, drive time, comma, shock jock.
Like the Grease Man, like hair grease, or like he can cook a hell of a fried chicken?
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
Does he repair cars?
I'd go with a lot of grease in the hair, man.
Yeah, but I'm looking at his picture on Wikipedia. It's not really greasy.
Maybe you can make some hellified waffle fries.
On this day in 1981, we talked about it earlier, MTV launched. On this day in 1981, Jesse's Girl from Rick Springfield reached number one on the Billboard charts as a classic, iconic song. Oh, wow. On this day in 1996, MTV launched MTV2. I didn't realize they did that on the same day as MTV1. And most importantly, on this day in 1986, Howard the Duck premiered in theaters. And I maintain that Leah Thompson, crawling across the bed in her underwear to get to Howard the Duck, was I can tell you, in 1986, I was 15 or 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That tape got wore out.
You like to see Macaulay Culkin crawl, too?
I don't know why you think Leah Thompson, who's one of the sexiest women in Hollywood, looks like a little boy. She
hasn't hit three figures yet in weight.
Stop
She's 94
it.
Pounds still.
That scene is so... Have you seen that scene, Solana?
Yeah, the last time we talked about this, you guys made me Google it.
And?
YouTube it. I think I'd lean more towards Crowder's
Oh,
side.
Come on.
Her undergarments are loose.
She's so... It was the style. She's...
Saggy draws was a
they
style.
Saggy.
Her
Stop it.
Her draws were saggy.
It was so sexy. I got to look at that scene again. Hold on. Leah Thompson.
Don't pull it up in here, man. We at work.
Howard the Duck. I mean, I can't be misremembering it like that.
So let's go see. Let's watch Home Alone. It'll get you going the same way then.
No.
She's Macaulay Culkin.
Leah Thompson is so sexy. All right, I got it up on Google here. Let's see. She's in the robe. Oh, look at this. All right. Bro.
Bro, Howard looks better than her. That
bro.
That little duck booty he got is
Are you
out.
Joking?
Howard's thicker than Leah.
Are you joking?
Give
You're
me
out
option.
Of your quacking mind.
You like that little duck booty?
The duck booty.
Get the duck out of here.
I'll holler at
literally,
holler.
Get the duck out of that scene.
And put you in there.
It's all about Leah Thompson. Good Lord. She is so pretty and sexy. What, God bless her.
What window was Loose Draws popular?
It's not even Loose Draws. I'm looking at her right now. It's sexy as hell. Both of you are insane on that. There you go. First text. You're absolutely right, Hockman. Leah was so effing hot. Followed by, man, Leah Thompson, I seen more ass on a bag of Skittles. What does that even mean? Followed by, blasphemy, Leah Thompson is smoking.
Yeah, crack. To be that size?
You guys are wrong on that one. Anyway, happy anniversary to Howard the Duck and Leah Thompson on that bed. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.